Hello, and welcome back to 10 out of 10 with Watch Again with Lauren and Russ.
Hello.
This week is the start of the Christmas festivities, and it's my birthday on Saturday. Not to rub in. So I'm picking one of my all-time favourite Christmas movies, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Jim Carrey version. Ross, take it away.
It was released in November 2000, directed by Ron Howard, starring Jim Carrey, Jeffrey Tambor, Molly Shannon, introducing Taylor Momsen, and the narrator is Anthony Hopkins. The budget of $123 million and a box office of $346 million.
And continues to grow.
Yeah.
General overview, I mean, clues in the name, isn't it? The Grinch tries to steal Christmas, or How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Yeah. So why do you love this movie?
I mean, it looks great. Jim Carrey's just phenomenal in this movie.
It's the Jim Carrey show, yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, basically just let him do whatever he wants.
Yep.
It's just a good Christmas movie.
No, 100%. I think, like, I remember vividly where I was the first time I watched this movie. Like, my dad was in a band and he used to play, like, New Year's, and they'd sent me to, like, the kids' club where, yeah, like, the adults get ready. And, like, all the other kids were playing, but there was, like, one film on, and I remember just, like, wasn't really bored about it. And then I saw Jim Carrey and I just sat and I watched the whole thing. And then as soon as, like, my mum came and got me, I was like, mum, and, like, made my mum go and, like, get it, like, on video. It's just the kind of camp hamminess that I aspire to be in, yeah, life, you know? Like, it's so quotable. Like, we'll just dive into thoughts and opinions, because I could just talk about this movie forever, right? Like, this movie is so quotable. Like, there is not a day that goes by that we're not hitting out with at least one, yeah, like, Grinch quote. And, like, I asked Iona if I could give her a shout out. So, hi, Iona. I went to college with a girl, Iona, who is the Grinch personified, right? Like, she, like, I saw on Instagram, like, years later, she dressed up as the Grinch for Christmas, and I was like, this is the role you were born to play, babe. Do you know what I mean? Like, she used to just sit in college and just quote it, and it was just so good. Like, Iona, also shout out to my gal, runs Tennessee Treats, which is, like, the best cakes in Glasgow, in my opinion. And it actually made cupcakes for our wedding day,
yeah,
which
did,
were so good that we never got any.
No,
because everybody went back for seconds. And I remember, like, finally, we had time on the wedding day to be like, right, we'll go and get a cake. And every bastard had ate them. So, you know, like, shout out, Iona, do you know what I mean? Like, your cakes are great, but fuck's sake. But no, genuinely, if anybody needs cakes, go to Tennessee Treats. Also, just off the back of punting my pal, like, this is one of the movies as well that, like, as soon as it comes on, you're just smiling. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the wee snowflake comes along, Anthony Hopkins' voice. Like, I feel like this is the Kickstarter to Christmas for me.
Yeah, that's,
like,
what you need, I.
Totally, totally.
Alright, so just going on about Jim Carrey, like, his performance in this is, like, he carries most of this film 100%, on his back.
100%.
And you can see why he got all the plaudits that he did for this.
Absolutely, absolutely.
A lot of it's been, like, just him improvising, just letting the camera roll
100%.
On him. 100%. And it's, like, energetic, over the top, like, as you say, campiness. The way he can, like, portray the Grinch is, like, his mischievous nature and all,
yeah,
that. It's just, he does it perfectly.
I do also think, like, yeah, see all the bits where it's just him in his wee Grinch cave bamming up Max?
Yeah.
Like, I could watch that for ages, do you know what I mean? Just, see, honestly, if this whole film was just Grinch and Max in their cave, I would still tune in.
Yeah.
Like, it's so funny, all of the stuff he hits out with.
Yeah, it's just,
I mean?
It's a perfect role for him.
Totally,
like,
totally.
Hands down, like, nobody else could have done that.
Nah, I do have in useless information, like, people who were up for the Grinch, but no, you're totally right. Like, and Jim Carrey, but again, hint onto what's coming at useless information, like, he said this film was, like, horrendous for him to make because,
yeah,
of all the practical effects. But I think because this movie is, like, 85% practical, like, with the costumes and the sets,
uh-huh,
and all that,
yeah,
I think that's another reason of why it stands out, like, or stands the test of time.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
yeah,
it still looks great. Like, even the bits of CGI, like, it's not bad. Do you know what I mean?
No, it,
like,
doesn't look out of place.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I mean, it was 2000 and also it's forgivable for it to be not top notch.
Disgusting that this film's like 24 years old.
Yeah.
Do you know, they're like obviously talking about Jim Carrey and stuff, like his physicalities, his patter. A lot of the, apparently, like, he was just given like a wee bit of what to do in the scene and he would just ad lib most of it. But I do love as well that, like, the ad libs aren't afraid to be a bit blue for the adults. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's obviously like when you're a kid watching this, everything goes over your head. Do you know what I mean? You're just like looking at the funny green man and la la la. But it's funny watching this movie as an adult and it's like, this movie is filthy.
Yeah, like, do you know what I mean? Having, like, swinger parties and all that.
Yeah,
like, it's a bizarre choice, like, in my opinion.
It was only genuinely a couple of years ago. I think it was you that was like, oh my God, that's... And I was like, holy shit, like, I just never clocked.
It's weird. Like, it's a weird balance between it.
Yeah, but it totally works. And that's, I think that's why, another reason of why this movie is a 10 out of 10 we'd watch again and why it's aged so well is because you can watch it as a kid and just be like, oh, Christmas, oh, la la la. And then you can watch it as an adult and like proper crack up. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, see though, watching this movie as an adult, see, like, the very start where it's just the shopping and like the flash sale for a minute and all this kind of thing, pure anxiety. And just, and like, I went into town last Friday after work, right? Payday, Black Friday. I literally only had to go into town to pick up four things as like add-ons for Christmas presents. I lasted 20 minutes and came home. It is insane. Do you know what I mean? It's absolutely not. And like, honestly, I know you work in retail, but I'm so glad my retail days are behind me, because your Christmas horror stories are enough to put me off.
Fucking horrendous.
People are dicks. But genuinely, like, that, like, see all the bits of like, oh, speed run for Christmas. Like, that is the part of Christmas that I hate. Like, I hate having to go into town and buy things. I hate having to, like, wait in all the queues and all this kind of stuff. Like, which is why, like, the rest of the film, like, obviously, when you're a kid, Christmas is different because you're...
Yeah, you don't see all the...
No.
...dress that goes into
100%. It. You're just, like, going to all the fun Christmas activities. You've got a panto, you'll go to the market, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas an adult, the Christmas markets make me sick. Do you know what I mean?
Like, hell on earth.
And not in like a pure anti-consumerism way. It's just the amount of people that are there. Like, I can literally feel myself spiraling the room. Do you know what I mean? I can't hack it. So, like, it is funny. I do think this movie captures both sides of Christmas beautifully. Do you know what I mean? Because you and me were talking about it. Like, now you get to that stage of like, when it's that middle ground between like being a kid and loving Christmas and being an adult and loving Christmas, and you're like, oh, what do we do? Do you know what I mean? But it is all the wee things of Christmas that I like. Like, see, when you and me are off work and we can just sit and do like our movie marathons and have our scran, and obviously you love a good pigs and blanket.
Oh,
like, and I love like an excuse to have like a picky tea with all like the Christmas party selections. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's, I mean, it doesn't take a genius to realise this movie is about the commercialisation of Christmas and that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty blatant.
It's on the nose, mate. Yeah, it's on the
like,
nose.
It's hardly a, and it's like maybe like emphasising the true spirit of Christmas, which nobody does.
Nah.
Like, see all the, oh, it's about family, not, I said, I mean, Who thinks it like that?
Yeah, I do think it's funny. Like, obviously, that's another thing about being an adult is Christmas. Obviously, you're saying, like, this movie's like, oh, we're your family and you don't need presents as long as you're all together. It's so funny. And, like, whatever group setting you're in, like, and you go, oh, what's happening at Christmas? There's at least, say you're talking to, like, five people, there's at least three out of the five that are like, oh, fuck. Because it's the stress of, like, having to, like, split your time, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you and me do it turn and turn about. Like, one year we're at your mum and dad's for Christmas, and then my family do Christmas, like, a couple of days later and all that kind of thing, so it kind of works out. But I couldn't imagine that, like, oh, I spent Christmas morning at my mum and dad's and then Christmas afternoon at your mum and dad's. Like, we used to do that, mind. Like, we used to really try and fit in loads of stuff. Like, remember that one Hogmanay? We tried to fit in like five Hogmanay parties in a night.
A waste of time.
And we ended up just drunk and arguing because, like, you're just that frazzled. Like, it's funny though, like, oh, the Christmas spirit is being with your family, and the amount of people that I know that are just like, just get through it. Just get through it.
Yeah, the stress of it all just for the day. I mean, it's different if you've got children, I suppose.
Yeah.
But then, see, when you do that when you're a kid, then you get dragged to your grand's.
Yep.
And you just want to sit in the house and play your toys.
Yep, yep.
And you're just like, oh, let's just fucking stay here.
100%. I remember that, yeah. Like, I would get up Christmas morning, get all my toys, and then you would start playing with your toys. You would really get into your swing of it. And then you would get flung in the shower, yeah, get put in the most uncomfortable, fanciest dress. And then we would go to my nanny's on Christmas Eve and then go to my grand's on Christmas Day and like be up there for hours, man, right? And then like you're sitting and like there's nothing worse. There is nothing worse. Sorry, we're pure ranting about Christmas. I actually really enjoy Christmas.
Oh, Christmas is a class.
Like, there's nothing worse. I don't know what your grand's Christmas is like, but mine was like a 5-course fucking Christmas dinner at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And then it would be like, I never understood. See, when I was a kid, right? Because, you know, you like, see when everyone was finished their dinner and everyone was having a drink and everyone would just be sitting about, I'd be like, can we go then? Like, yeah. I want to go home and play with my toys. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get you.
And there was nothing worth as well. Then, like, you would get presents, like, at my grand's, you'd get presents off, like, my aunties, my uncles, yeah, my grand's, and all that, blah, blah, blah. But you weren't allowed to open it, and everything just had to sit in the bag until you get home. And I'm like, why? Like, why is there toys in there that I can be playing with?
Yeah.
And I need to sit here watching you all get pushed. Was your grand's, like, a pure 6-course number, or?
We always had Christmas dinner on Mum, Dad's house.
Oh, did she?
Aye, so we were up there for hours, then come down for Christmas dinner, then we would need to go to my nana's. She only stayed across the road, so that was the two bags.
Aye, perfect.
Yeah, that was ideal.
Me and my big sister used to go to Nanny Olive's on Christmas Eve morning, and then my Nanny Kathy's on Christmas Eve evening. And my Nanny Kathy used to do this thing where she would get like a bowl of like the biggest bowl you've ever seen in your life and pour every flavour of crisps into this bowl. So like you'd have like salt and vinegar, cheesy, pickled onion,
yeah,
prawn cocktail.
Horrendous stuff.
But like it was like a staple. Like, when my nanny passed and me and Lee would do it, Lee would still put all the crisps into this bowl just to, you know, that's the spirit of Christmas
is actual minging.
No, that is the spirit of Christmas, a bowl with every flavour crisp in it.
Horrendous.
But, like, sorry, we went on a right tangent about our wee Christmas memories, like, but yeah, like, obviously, like, the spirit of Christmas when you're a kid's, like, going to let me get up the road and play with your toys, whereas the Christmas spirit as an adult is, like, because it's always the same, like, when we go up to your mum and dad's and we get, like, Christmas dinner, and then the fun begins after Christmas dinner when the board games are whipped out and everybody's half cut, and, like, you're all getting a slagging for what you get, and then my family does Christmas a couple of days later and we all sit about and it's, like, more of a buffet Christmas dinner kind of thing, and the tunes are on and everyone's having a great time, and it's nice just having, like, it's nice having Christmas a couple of days apart, but... Sorry, I'm still talking. I will stop talking in 5 minutes, right? My actual favourite bit of Christmas, and everybody who's listening is going to totally get it, right? Is now you're an adult, see those like 4 days in between Christmas and New Year where time means nothing.
Yeah.
You don't know what day
everyone shuts at 6.
100%. You don't know what day it is. You don't know what time it is. You're just like in your Christmas jammies, eating your Christmas snacks, like half cut at 11 in the morning, like be like, I always stick this on. I fuck it, why not? That is Christmas. That is the Christmas spirit for me. Like, you're not at your work. You're just gouching on the couch. Like, so good. Like, nobody needs you to do it. Nobody wants you to do anything. Oh, brilliant. See, when anybody makes plans with me over those days, I'm like, no, I'm busy doing nothing.
So basically, that whole tangent is just because I was going to say the whole hang about family and community, not as buff the killed pish. Like, that is some, like, weird Hallmark number fucking shite.
And yet we've just been like, oh, I remember when we were kids at Christmas. Like, going back to the film, right, rather than us going down memory lane or me going down memory lane, I love, see the right at the start when the boys go up the hill to get the Grinch and all that, and then they come running back into town screaming. And it's like, no, they were just playing with matches or defacing public property. Like, and that instantly tells you how much nobody wants anything to do with the Grinch. They're like, yes, please be vandalising your town than going up and annoying this big guy. Do you know what I mean?
Has he ever done anything to them?
No, well, apart from when he's a kid and he wrecks the joint.
So that one time, So why are they all like, oh no, Grinch, he was a little kid.
Yeah, and like, he ran away in a tantrum because yous were all dicks and then is hid in his cave the whole time.
Why are they all so worried about the Grinch?
Maybe it
baffles me.
Maybe there's more in the book. I can't say I've read the works of... I mean, I have read the works of Dr. Seuss, but like not since I was a kid, you know?
Yeah, that's a bit of a weird one.
Isn't it? Can I also give a wee shout out to Martha May Huvier, who is quite possibly... Like, if the Grinch is everything I want to be funny-wise, Martha May Huvier is everything I want to be outfit and demure-wise, if you get me. Like, see her wee comments of, like, look at my... Like, see when she's like, look at my vintage chandelier, and then whips out that big machine gun of Christmas lights. She's always cutting them out in a silky gown. The hair and makeup is always done. She's always cutting about like the cat that get the cream. I'm just like, yes, like this is who I want to be. Do you know what I mean? Absolute queen.
What do you think she does as a job?
Nothing. She's just like gone out with the mayor, isn't she?
Yeah,
just
but she's still going to work.
Cutting about being stunning. Nah, that is her job. Cutting about being stunning. That would be my job if you let me, Ross. I would literally just I would just run about this gaff in like a silky gown, just being like, oh, like you would come home to like 6-course dinners every night, but no. You and feminism are the reason I need to work.
That's exactly.
See, when I was a kid, I used to find, see when Big Taylor Momsen, oh, we'll have a fucking moan about Taylor Momsen in about 5 minutes. I used to find her Where Are You Christmas song so boring. Like, I used to ask my mum to fast forward it when I was a kid. But see, now I'm purely, it brings up your tear in my eye. I'm like, oh, stop it. That has been me this whole week. But see that bit in The Grinch when he's like, I'm leaking. I don't know what's wrong with me, man. I can't stop getting things. Like, I feel like the Christmas spirit has ruined me. Like, honestly, last night I was sitting there and I was really like, this is fine. Like,
is it? A lot of the performances are not weird, not bad in this, but it's, as I said, this was just a vehicle for
Jim Carrey.
They needed him to really carry the movie, because I think if it was a bad performance by him, this movie would not be a
stunk.
Thing.
It would stunk.
Like, none of the other ones you can look at and be like, oh, they were great in this, or like they really like stole their scenes and all that. It's a weird... I mean, she was a kid. I'm not going to say that she should have done better, but...
No, she's a win. Yeah. Also, I think Taylor Momsen, like, it was like obviously like when Gossip Girl was a thing in the early 2000s, and she's Dan Humphrey's wee sister in it, and like it was I remember it used to come out like every 6 months of like, you'll never guess who the kid from The Grinch was. And then remember when she started that band,
Pretty Reckless.
Thank you. I was like, what are they called?
Terrible band.
And she, you make me wanna die. And she used to always come out and like the long hair, the lingerie, and the like biggest black eye makeup you've ever seen, and everyone would be like, you'll never guess that she's the kid from The Grinch. And it's like, that was like 20 odd years ago.
Yeah,
we
know who she is. Like, we have heard of her.
100%.
What else has Taylor Momsen done other than The Grinch and her band?
Genuinely, like, I don't even, like, this Gossip Girl and then our band. Like, but Gossip Girl was like 12 seasons, and she's the one, like, they take the piss out of her all the time, because like the whole time in Gossip Girl she was like, Dad, I just want to go to fashion school. She was a pure, she was a pain in the arse, man. I never watched Gossip Girl at the time, but I watched it like a good few years ago, just to like, you know, get down with the kids. And also, this is when I was going through my Sebastian Stan filmography.
Oh, here we go.
And he's in Gossip Girl. He's Carter Basin in Gossip Girl. So I didn't know that he wasn't like a main character, like Kingsley and all that. They used to watch Gossip Girl back in the day. I didn't watch it till a couple of years ago, and I got through like 4 seasons, realized he was only in 6 episodes of those 4 seasons, and was like, that's fucking plenty, and just immediately skipped to the last season because I was like, this is awful.
A lot of shite.
But genuinely, the whole time in Gossip Girl, she's just like, Dad, no one likes me. I just want to go to fashion school. And it's like, shut up, you tart. That's the one, though, the really famous, like, Thanksgiving scene. And it's the Jason Derulo, like, what'd you say?
Oh,
and they're
right,
all,
okay,
like, pissing each other off. And they all, like, dramatically stand up and walk away.
Oh, what a lot
it's
of bollocks.
It's very that. It is very, very that.
So do you think she lives off of The Grinch or Gossip Girl?
Oh, more? Oh, I don't know, man. See, be honest, right, her band is probably incredibly successful, but because I've had nothing to do with them, I'm like, nah, shite. Do you know what I mean? Like, I like that one song, and then I've never heard of them since. But see, be honest, even if her band wasn't that successful, she's got, like, two big things to coast off of, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, she probably does very well.
You always see them, but on, like, the third stage of download, do you know what I mean? Like, when the download poster comes out every so often, Pretty Reckless is always on that fucking poster. So, they're clearly, you know, they're working, they're booked.
Oh, aye.
I don't know if they're booked and busy, but they're booked, you know?
They're getting the odd gig.
Yeah.
What I find weird about this as well is, see the cast, other than Jim Carrey, there's not any other, like, major names in it.
Your woman who plays Martha May Hoovie, I would say she's a pure that guy. I cannot remember the actress's name, but, like, she's in everything. She's in, like, every third movie.
A lot
movie.
Of TV as well.
Yeah. Mamma Mia's probably, like, the... I'm not saying that's her biggest thing, but, like, Mamma Mia is, like, the other thing that she's, like, mostly known for, but she's literally in... I'm not joking, every third movie. Like, every time something turns on, she's on it. I'm like, oh, but I could not tell your name. Like, doesn't come to me at all, but I know her as Martha for the Grinch or Mamma Mia, do you know what I mean?
A lot of it, like, even, like, Jeffrey Tambor and that, is it, I've seen them more in television stuff.
Yeah.
But you would think it's a big budget Christmas, that they could have got other people.
Totally.
Maybe they just spunked all the money on Jim Carrey, because was this not one of his first, like, $20 million movies?
He got paid crazy money
for this.
Listen, when I tell you the stuff that's going to come out in Useless Information, you'll understand.
It is well deserved. I just found it strange watching it, being like, God, that, I'm surprised there's no other big names. But I suppose nowadays it would be just Netflix making something like this, and they can throw all sorts of money at people.
Don't even talk about the Netflix Christmas movies right now. I've not watched any of them, but I'm sorry, one of them we watched the trailer for, it's a snowman that she puts an enchanted scarf around, and he turns out to be this, like, muscular hot guy asks her to go to the school dance even though they're in their fucking 40s. There's another Lindsay Lohan one where, like, she goes to a family party and her ex is going out with her new boyfriend's sister and all this. And it's like, even from the trailer, you know exactly where this is all going to go, but you're just like, I couldn't bother.
Yeah, it's going to be the same shit, they'll fall back in love.
100%.
Yeah, she'll collect her millions and fuck off back to Dubai where she lives, aye.
At this point, Lindsay Lohan's up there with Mariah Carey. Like, they defrost her once a year, you know? And, like...
yeah, she's got nothing else going on, really.
Well, listen, Freaky Friday 2 is coming out next year, and we will be booked and seated.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to see that.
That's fine.
Ainsley, Freaky Friday's terrible.
Don't you dare.
They've remade that about 20 times.
Don't you fucking dare, right? Ross, I swear to God, right? The Lindsay Lohan version of Freaky Friday, the chokehold that Lindsay Lohan and Hilary Duff had on us as children, right? Lindsay Lohan, what a streak, right? Mean Girls, Freaky Friday, Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. Fuck off, Ross. Absolutely not. No, I will have no slander here.
Nah, it's a shocker.
Like, we went on to a whole different genre now. We're supposed to be sticking to these tangents are getting fucking ridiculous, by the way. I know this is what, like, every episode's been, but we are getting worse, man. We need one of those, like, shock collar things that, like...
It's just what we do.
See, right, back to the film. Focus, guys, focus, right? See when he gets invited to the jubilation and he's in his gaff being like, but what will I wear, right? Steven, this is the did you know Aragorn broke his foot kicking the helmet moment in the movie, right? Of, like, when he goes to take the tablecloth.
Oh, yeah.
He actually did it and nothing moved, and that's how he ran back and thingied it. Like, messed up the table, and apparently, like, the whole crew was laughing, like, so hard because he fucking done it right, but they kept it in. I mean, it's so funny, and see that whole bit of him being like, that's it, I'm not going. I swear to God, we say this every night out, like, every time I'm getting ready to go out, I'm like, Max, I'm not going.
Yeah, I imagine, that's just part of the improv for him, though, isn't it?
100%.
Like, honestly, you can't, if you're looking for, like, a character or an actor for improv, show people this movie, because you won't get much better.
The whole bit of, like I said earlier on, like, just the bits of him in the cave with Max just cooking. Yeah. Like, see even the bit where he's going through his diary and it's like, 5:30, jazzercise, 6:30, dinner with myself. I can't cancel that again. Like, that whole bit was improvised.
Yeah.
And, like, see even the bit where, so when... he decides he's going to ruin Christmas and he puts on the hat and he's like, that's Max. Okay, your motivation. Da-da-da-da-da. That's like him improvising, ripping the piss out of Ron Howard. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, apparently, like, the whole thing was just like, they just were like, to Jim Carrey, right? This is what we need to do. Cook. Do you know what I mean? And he cooked.
Yeah, because obviously this is obviously the story of the Grinch.
Yeah.
But it's not, they've had to flesh it out to make it like into a full-fledged movie.
100%.
So a lot of it would have just been, right, here's the beat you need to hit, then just go mental, which for 85% of it with him in it is just him doing it. I mean, it must be, there's only him, really, but Robin Williams, and I can't think of any other big comedy actors that...
I can't think of any actors now, like right now, that you would be like, right, improv that shit, do you know what I mean?
Like, we're... Or do something different this time and they can just come up with it off the rip.
100%. Like that's, 100%.
That's scary impressive.
As much as Jim Carrey is, I don't know if the word questionable is the right word, but like as much as like the things that he does and talks about the now is nuts, like you can't take away how good he is, do you know what I mean? Like, and again, like you say, like him and Robin Williams, like I can imagine that they were like... I don't know if it would have been easy to be on set with them, but I think it would have been funny as fuck. Do you know what I mean? Because every from take one to take 20, you would have got a different performance every time.
You could have made a few different movies.
Absolutely.
Out of the stuff they'd done and the stuff they were in.
Now you get those like YouTube videos and it'll be like making The Shining into like a rom-com movie. Like I guarantee you there's like a Grinch horror movie out there with like amount of...
Oh, there will be. There's 100%. Got to be, hasn't there?
I thrive off of the "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch" song when he's like the crash dummy and all that. Yeah. Like again, so stupid, like brilliant.
They just look like they had fun making this,
totally.
And it shows in the film.
Totally.
Like it must have been difficult because obviously for a lot of the extras that was all little kids and stuff.
Yeah.
So doing that, obviously, it would have been hectic for everyone involved.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it just seemed like they were having fun. Like, stressful, but fun.
Yeah.
And that, for a Christmas movie, what else do you want?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, that's the thing is, like, see the whole bit from genuinely the last 20 minutes of the film, right? From, like, the montage of him running about stealing Christmas and, like, fighting with the cat and all that. And then when he, like, his heart starts growing and the sun rising, it's like, I'm all toasty inside and all this. And then, obviously, from Cindy Lou Who at the top, and then he gives Christmas back, and it's like, bah, hooray.
Yeah.
Like, that whole, I know that's just the entire end of the movie, like, the last half an hour of the film. But, like, I had my phone was not in my hand. Like, I know we watched this to, like, take notes. My phone was not in my hand for the last half an hour because I was just, like, and I've seen this movie a ridiculous amount of times and I still, like, it has my attention every time. Yeah. And it's just, like, the whole end of it, I was, like, we lump my throat, like, I'm leaking, you know, this, like, oh my God, it's just so good. And then when it finishes and stuff, it's just like, oh, that was great. Do you know what I mean? Like, I found it really, really hard to take notes on this movie because my phone wasn't in my hat. I just wanted to watch it. And normally, like, obviously the whole point of this fucking podcast is that we do movies that are a 10 out of 10 we'd watch again. But this is one of the few ones of doing this is that, like, I didn't want to have my phone. I wanted to just watch the film. And that is the true test of a 10 out of 10 we'd watch again.
Oh,
like,
aye.
Can you watch it in the background or... is it one of those ones you put it on in the background and then you're sat?
You're in,
do you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, how many times have you done that when you're like cleaning the kitchen and you're like, oh, I'll put this on
I'll
the background.
Stick it on.
And then like you wake up and it's like, oh, I was going to clean the kitchen, but like, do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, no, I get you.
Right, will we dive into Let's Go?
Yeah, go
do
for
you
it.
Have a Let's Go moment?
We've already mentioned, but my Let's Go is when he just starts stealing all the shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's the way they've done it, where I'm like, even hiding under the rugs and all that, it's too good.
That's like when our cats hide behind the tote bags before they start fighting with each other. It's like, I can see you. Like,
yeah, it's out of their ready to jump us.
Yeah. Or like, see when he starts stealing Christmas and he's like at top of the chimney and he's like, getting ready for this one dive, difficulty high. And all this.
Aye.
Like, it's so stupid. And even like, like... Sorry, I'll stop laughing. Even thinking of it, it gets you laughing, do you know what I mean?
It's just pure childish patter.
100%.
But it works on everybody.
The toes under the rug, 100%. Yeah. He's big giant hoover in that
fucking
eye.
Stupid faces it's that he pulls.
So stupid. Still good, no, 100%. No, I'll give you that. I didn't really have a specific let's go because, like, I just think, like, press and play on this movie is a let's go. But I'll go with you, like, because the amount I'm laughing that I just thinking about it, I'll go with the stealing Christmas. I mean, that's the whole point of the movie, isn't it? Like, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird movie in it. There's not, like, any big, massive scenes in it. It just kind of.
It's
like,
a continuation.
Yeah, it just goes on and on. Like, there's no, like, massive. Real major set piece of that happens. I'm like, right, this is a big bit. It's just, it's all cut in within the movie.
Totally. Sorry, I'm still laughing. Like, why do I go straight to my hips?
Yeah, it's like, they'll kind of just do a bit where it's like, oh, here's the who's.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's just like, right, here's Jim Carrey being stupid.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, right, move the story on. Right, here's Jim Carrey again.
Yep. Even when it goes to the who's, though, like, you get lost in how much that is to look at. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
like, because obviously you've got all the different sized twos and you've got the really tiny toty ones. And like the bits where the walk, don't walk sign is. And then as it goes down, there's a wee teeny toty one. For, and like there's all the different sized cars and all this kind of thing. Like whenever you're in Whoville, there's so much to look at. Like nothing was spared, you know? Like,
oh no, they went down to every detail.
Totally. Do you have a favourite scene, or is it just merged in with your let go?
No, mine's is the. It's not the full scene, but it's like when he's talking to himself through his echo.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I'm an idiot, then you're an idiot. So that always gets me. It's just so. It's so fucking stupid.
100%. I'm going to whisper, so every time my voice reverberates back to me, I won't be able to hear it. You're an idiot. Mine is basically the same vein. Like, I find it really hard to pick because I could just watch Jim Carrey cook, but see the bit when it's the 5:30, Jesus, it's like 7:30, while in self-loathing, I booked. Like, that whole bit's my favourite bit. Like, the whole jubilation, like, you're getting ready for the jubilation bit.
It could be any bit in the cave's the favourite scene.
100%, honestly. Just let the big man cook. See, even the bit where just before the jubilation, when Cindy Lou Who comes in and he's like got all the blenders going and then he's trying to give her the fear and it's like he's sitting with the shirt and he's like, I am a psycho, kill again and all this. It's so stupid. Oh, 40 out of 10 for the big man.
I wonder how they reacted to like the kids with Jim Carrey as he was dressed as a Grinch.
Yeah.
Like
offset.
Yeah, because being a little kid seeing it, be quite creeped out.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you kept them separate, but it's just, I suppose if you're seeing him being just a fucking dough ball, then it wouldn't be as bad.
Yeah, it's the way he like contorts his face. Yeah. Like again, I know I spoke about Iona at the start, right? But when I tell you this woman is Jim Carrey incarnate, right? Like, and she used to do it in college all the time. Like you turn around and she'd just do the full, and she could do it as well, the full Grinch smile. And it was like, fucking hell, like honestly,
quite creepy.
She used to do it all the time. Like, and do you know what makes me think? Like, do you remember that movie, not Smile, but I know Smile's bad for it? See that Truth or Dare film?
Fuck off.
And that's their face is like the Grinch smile. The Grinch, it's like, fuck off. Right, I'll dive into useless information.
You're going to love this,
right? So, this is the highest grossing Christmas film since 1990's Home Alone. No other Christmas films topped it yet. In 24 years, that's quite a record to hold.
I'm trying to think, what other big Christmas movies has there been?
Recently?
Yeah, because it's
like
all...
Love Actually and that would be the only ones I can think of, but that's... Love Actually's very British, do you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I suppose nowadays it's all relegated to...
Netflix
and Amazon, like, turn out a few, like, titles a year.
Aye, well, mate, what was that one? Was it last year, the year before that? Emilia Clarke did a Last Christmas one. And it was like a musical based on George Michael, do you know what I mean? I never watched it, but my mum said it was very good.
Aye, so you don't really make Christmas movies anymore, do you? Like, not in that sense to release to cinemas.
Yes.
I mean, Red won this year, Christmas,
Christ. But... Well, we'll see. I think this is the thing, though, is a lot of times, I mean, the only kind of Christmas, like, as, and I'm not just meaning, like, I mean set in Christmas with Santa and all that being the plot of the film. It's all your kind of stupider ones, like, well, not stupid because Krampus is class, but like Krampus, Violent Night with David Harbour.
Yeah.
Like, there's all these ones that are, it's more adult Christmas movies that kind of twist it.
Yeah.
Red, but, and then it's only really kids' cartoons or adult Christmas movies, do you know what I mean? Or that fucking Silent Night with Witsy's Chops where he does the talk the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
I cannot remember. He's in Suicide Squad. This is Katana.
Yeah, I know him, everyone about it. Oh, that's a fucking...
Oh, so bad. But do you know what I mean? Like, there's not, from what I can think of, like, it's only really, like, it's either kids' Christmas movies or adult 18-plus horror violent movies. There's not really much in the middle. But they do... Like, this is where the debate comes in on whether movies like Bridget Jones is a Christmas movie because it's set around Christmas, or whether your favourite Die Hard is a Christmas movie because it's set around Christmas. But your theory or your reasoning is that if it's a movie that you can take Christmas out of and the movie still works,
it
it's
change?
Not a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Bridget Jones could be set at any time. And really, Bridget Jones isn't really a Christmas movie. It's the fact that Christmas is at the start. And at the end, do you know what I mean? But it's all kind of movies like that where it's more that, like, things happen around Christmas where without Christmas and Santa and all that kind of
if
thing being the
point. If it
just
so happens to be Christmas in a movie and it's not any part of it, then it's not a Christmas movie. Die Hard, the fact that it was released in the summer, it's not a Christmas movie. Right. It's a summer blockbuster.
Okay. I'll go back to my useless information now. So this film won an Oscar for Best Makeup. The makeup was done... The makeup was done by Rick Baker and Gail Rowan Ryan, who also did Men in Black, Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes, X-Men Last Stand, Hellboy...
Nice.
The American remake of The Grudge and The Ring and the Nutty Professor franchise. So they've been booked
fucking
and busy.
Nutty Professor, fucking
and
hell.
Honestly, like, it was the scale of everything they've done. Do you know what I mean? Like, Nutty Professor, The Grudge, Hellboy, X-Men, Men in Black. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's a pure... Like, it's not like they're... I only specialise in, like, making monsters kind of thing. Like, they're going all over the shop.
So would that have been the 2001 Oscars then? If this came out in November?
Yeah, if it came out in November 2000.
Yeah, it would have been. Because I was just thinking, if Jim Carrey, like... Should he have got a nod for it?
I'd have gave him it, but I don't actually know who else. Have a wee swatch and see who else was up for 2001 Oscars. Because I bet you it's going to be like pure nitty-gritty movies. This is the thing with the Oscars, man, is like, there's... I don't know, never mind.
So it was Russell Crowe, Gladiator, he won it.
Right, well, there you go then.
Javier Bardem in a movie Before Night Falls.
Why then?
Never heard of it. Tom Hanks in Castaway.
And, Wilson!
Yeah, Ed Harris for Pollock as Jackson Pollock and Jeffrey Rush as Marquis de Sade and Quills.
I'm not being funny. You could have well stuck Jim Carrey up there, but I don't think...
Well, I think with it being a Christmas comedy, they probably would not have entertained it.
No, I know. That's the thing, though, with the Oscars is, like, that's what I was about to start saying before I got annoyed at myself. It's like, if Jim Carrey wasn't in a green suit... But see the range of, like, physicality he does, the range of his vocals, the range of his performance.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if he wasn't in a green suit, a green furry suit in a Christmas film, that performance and anything else would have... Because it was the movie he did that... Is it the Andy Kaufman movie?
Thing of the Moon, Under the Moon or something?
Wire In.
Come on,
I'm sure that was up for shit. And that's just basically Jim Carrey doing the Grinch. And do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he's playing a character, doing it better than anybody else could have, I think, anyway.
I think Jim Carrey gets underlooked because of movies like The Mask and Ace Ventura and all that kind of stuff. But, like, when you actually watch, like, The Truman Show, like, the man's good.
He can do serious ones, just that a lot of, I say recent, and, like, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, were big flops.
Yeah.
Like, he had his run in, like, early...
What was that terrible horror movie he was in?
23.
Yeah,
I've not
that
added
was
up
bad.
To
23. Yeah, that was bad.
But I think he kind of had his run the 90s and early 2000s. Yep. After that, is, I mean, they all tend to have their run, don't they?
And now he's just saying that vaccinations give you autism and all that good stuff. He's one of those ones
now. He's just a fucking the alternative weirdos going to get that shell money, haven't they?
I know. Jim Carrey said that the makeup process was so uncomfortable and claustrophobic that he ended up having to get counselling from a CIA therapist who taught him torture resistance techniques. How mad is that?
That is brutal.
How mad is that? The suit was made of dyed yak fur, which was extremely hot, and he advised the sensation was like being buried alive all day. Also, right, he said that he was like constantly stressed out while he was making this movie, so he smoked a lot of cigarettes while he was to kind of combat the stress. But because his suit was so flammable, it had to be like on one of those really, really long cigarette holders.
Okay.
So see how you were like, I wonder what the kids thought of him. All I'm thinking of is like every time Ron Howard said cut, he's in the corner with this massive stick with a snout at the end of it trying not to have a fucking panic attack. Like pure hand going around that. I don't think he'd have been a fun person to be around on set.
He still kind of be a dick though, as children.
No, I know. But like on it, even like now, like everything you hear about him that he says, he's like, "Aye, the movie's good," but he was like, "I would never do it again." And he's like, he says that was like the worst experience ever filming a movie.
I mean, for 20 million, I think he would.
Listen, 100%. Movie's great anyway. The scene where the Grinch is directing Max is Carrey's direct impression of Ron Howard.
Yeah.
Ron Howard laughed so hard throughout the scene that he burst his director's chair, and apparently in certain cuts you hear a clatter of the chair, but not in the version that we were watching. Because I looked all this up before we watched like waiting to hear this clatter and I couldn't hear a thing. Martha May Huvier wears jewels in her hair in every scene, showing that she kept the jewels from the Grinch's present from when they were kids. Isn't that cute? Right, this one's my favourite, right? This just fucking Jim Carrey, man, right? So the Whoville set was mostly built on the back lot of Universal Studios, right beside Bates Motel and the house, nice. Right? During breaks, Jim Carrey would scare people on the Universal tour by running out of the house screaming in a dress carrying a knife. Apparently, this story gets told to this day on the tour. Could you imagine?
Fuck that.
Apparently, like, nobody recognised them and just thought it was, like, a bit and, like, would shit themselves. Love that.
So what? He done it dressed as a Grinch?
No.
Oh, that'd have been better.
Can you imagine it never specified, but I'm thinking surely not.
Like, imagine the window bit where it's just
the Grinch
looking up at the window and he's just sitting there like that. Oh, that would have been fucking brilliant. That'd have been actual class.
100%. No other movie has featured so many characters in such heavy makeup, prosthetics, and costumes since 1939's Wizard of Oz. That's mad, eh?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing about this movie is they really did put the effort in.
And it shows and it holds up. And I know it's like every other fucking episode we bring it up, but please, please go back to practical. Please.
Yeah, we'd all just be CGI'd in there.
Like, they'd all just be walking about with dots in their faces.
Not even like you would have some of them in practical, but then all the like background characters would just CGI'd.
100%. And see as well, so like there was another bit. That I've got later on, but I'll just say that now, where Jim Carrey complained about, obviously, the entire costume, but he said the yellow eye contact lenses were so uncomfortable, like, hated it. He said they were, like, cutting into his eyes. And so, basically, like, he would only wear them for certain scenes, and then the rest of it was edited in on post-production. And, like, even looking at that, like, you can't tell.
No,
like, there's
you wouldn't know.
At no point do his eyes look fake
or
look anything.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
No, you wouldn't notice it.
Sir Anthony Hopkins recorded all of his narration in one day. What an easy paycheck.
That's quite a cushy gig, isn't
100%. Jim Carrey sings "You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch" with no vocal altering. That is his voice the whole way through that song.
Fair enough, huh?
And like, I think it's mad, like, because obviously there's bits you can tell it's Jim Carrey, but then there's other bits where I was like, nah, that's got to be somebody else, man. Do you know what I mean?
I'd just let him do his thing.
100%. At the Christmas dinner at the end of the film, Cindy Lou Who passes a plate of green eggs and ham to Max in a nod to classic Dr. Seuss works. Dr. Seuss. Jim Carrey based his Grinch accent off of Sean Connery.
Fair enough.
I was like, class. all of the actors in Whoville went to Who school and learned how to move, walk, and talk like a Who. Some of the actors were actually Cirque du Soleil performers for the more kind of acrobatic scenes.
Just the effort alone to make this movie.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
You have to go to Who school. Like, who cut, like, who?
Like, fuck off! Well,
how does somebody come up with that?
You don't really hear anything like that apart from, like, see, like, army movies. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, when they made, like, Demi Moore go through, like, army training for G.I. Jane and all that kind of stuff. The only kind of things close to that is, like, your Marvel when they need to, like, bulk up and learn how to stunt fight and all that. But there's none of this, like, you will, in like, even the background extras embracing their Who character. Yeah, but
who decides what a Who?
Who?
Like... what a Who does, like how a Who walks and all that. Gotta stop saying Who, Roscoe. Like, do you get what I mean? Is it, oh no, your Who would do this, is it?
Not my Who would be like, aye. Like, aye, what's my Who's backstory? Yeah. Aye.
Like, what's the motivation here?
You're just a Who that loves Christmas, do you know what I mean? Bryce Dallas Howard has a small role as a Who.
Fuck
with
off.
With ginger curly hair and braces. She is in the at the end of the movie when the Grinch gives back Christmas. She's like the one with the braces, turn around to her pal. And that's what happens when your dad's the director. And I will stand by that. I think Bryce Dallas Howard is one of the worst things that nepotism has ever given us. This woman is not good. She gets a pass in my book for being Victoria in Twilight, and that is it. Terrible.
Yeah, I don't really rate her myself.
Nah. Eddie Murphy, Tom Hanks, Jack Nicholson, and Tim Curry were all considered for the role of the Grinch.
Nah.
I don't see
Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, that'd have been terrifying. Jack Nicholson as the Grinch would have been fucking terrifying.
Yeah, fuck that for a career.
I could maybe see Tim Curry, but I think that would be a very camp Grinch. Do you know what I mean? Not that Jim Carrey's not camp, but you know exactly what I mean.
Oh, no, I get you.
Eddie Murphy talks too much, and I know that's a pure cheek to say for Jim Carrey, but, like, apart from Donkey and Shrek, Eddie Murphy does my boxing. Like, shh. 5 minutes, do you know what I mean? It's like Chris Tucker. Stop talking.
Jack Nicholson, though.
And I've got a fucking cheek to say stop talking.
Like, old man Jack Nicholson.
Isn't it?
Like, he'd have been 63 at the time.
Menacing, but, like, a bit of a menacing.
Yeah, that'd
Grinch.
Have been a totally different movie.
100%. Tim Burton was originally set to direct, but dropped out due to scheduling conflicts with other projects he was working on. Now, that's a whole other thing. Could you imagine... Tim Curry or Jack Nicholson as the Grinch with Tim Burton directing. This would be a creepy ass Christmas movie.
Yeah, I don't think it would work with Tim Burton.
Mm-mm.
And that's... I know, I can't see it. I just cannot see it at all.
No, I feel you, I feel you. Anyway, that's all my useless information.
Fair enough.
Do you have any is?
Yes, I do. I've got a few here.
I have none, so take the mic.
Right, so... It says in it that Whoville is on a snowflake.
Uh-huh, like the one on your sleeve.
Yes, right. What happens when that melts? Like, where is a snowflake?
But it says at the start of the movie that, like, they do Easter and all that, so...
It's got to be somewhere, wherever the snowflake is at some point.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's, like, in the Nordic regions, like, or, like, you know, like, Russia somewhere where it's just fucking snowing all the time, North Pole and shit.
I'm just saying, I want to see the movie where it starts melting.
Oh, the Who's freaking out. Yeah. But it says at the start they have, like, they enjoy Easter and all that kind of stuff, and, I mean, it does say snow at Easter.
No.
Like, here, so...
I want to know what...
I'm gonna say...
The snowflake is.
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, Alaska, Greenland, Russia, Nordic vibes. Do you know what I mean?
It's got to be, isn't
it? It's got to be.
And also, on top of that, mm-hmm. How do they know about, like, Christmas anyway?
What do you mean?
Like, it's just a snowflake. Like, are they somewhere where it's Christmas? No, like, this is fucking class, by the way.
Even in a tiny wee snowflake, the commercialisation of Christmas runs strong.
Right, so my other one is, who are the Grinch's parents? Because you see, like, obviously the stalks and that.
Yeah.
Obviously it's a, whatever, you get it if
the
you get
balloon,
it.
The yeah.
Right? Who are the Grinch's parents in this?
Our baby's here. Yeah. He looks just like your boss.
Like, where are they?
Yeah, well, it says, like, a strange wind blew that night, because he blows the Who baby out and takes the Who baby's place in the tree. So where's that Who baby went to?
Like, what's going on here?
Because see as well, when it, like, zooms in and then pans out at the start and the end of the film and it comes all the way through the snowflake. Mm-hmm. Is there, like, in this one snowflake, is there, like, Grinch lands? Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
is
there...
every snowflake like that?
Fuck, we're going down an existential crisis here. But yeah, like, because when it zooms out, there's, it shows you that tiny wee bit that's got the who's, but then there's all this other stuff going on mm-hmm. as well. So, like, how many ecosystems are in a snowflake? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? How many societies have we got in a snowflake?
Aye, that's what I want to know.
It's like, you know that Audible advert that's going on now when he's hoovering and it's aye. Like, all the aliens and Vikings are fighting and then he whips out the hoover and they all come yeah. up? Is that what a snowflake's like? This is giving me the fear. See, if it snows this Christmas, we're going to be poor like that.
Yeah. Like, right, we'll get on, Faye, before we freak ourselves out.
Right, okay.
So, my other two is about the mountains in it, right?
Okay.
So, the Grinch just fucks off to the mountain after, as a kid.
Yep.
Nobody goes looking for him. His two parents don't bother looking for him. Like, they're just happy for him to be a kid in the mountains with
yeah,
nothing.
Toddle, yeah, yeah. Where did he get Max from?
That's my next one.
Ah,
is,
okay, okay.
I've got a theory that Max was dumped as a Christmas present.
Oh, no.
Where else would Max...
Oh, that's
how else
so
would he get Max?
Sad.
I mean, it works out all right for him.
Aye, true. But oh, if, yeah, like Max... So Max gets thrown in the bin?
Yeah.
A puppy's for life, the, not just for Christmas.
Well, clearly no. So, like,
oh,
where...
Oh, my God, that's like, so sad.
Like, who's... Where's, like, the Grinch getting a dog for?
That is so sad. Ross, you've ruined my day.
Hey, he looks after him.
No,
I'm not saying that.
No.
He's not an abused or battered dog. He's
Max,
a happy dog.
Max lives a good life for the Grinch. That is so sad. Oh, my God. I never even thought of that.
Yeah, so, but why?
I'm very good, Ross.
Why are they just abandoning kids?
And dogs.
And dogs and the mountains.
Aye.
Like, and why is nobody ever saying anything about this to them? Say, well, what happened to your Wayne? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it
yeah.
fuck off, you dano? You've abandoned them.
So, but I wonder if that's the thing. Like, obviously, like you were like, oh, why is the Grinch like that? Like, why is nobody thinking? Like, obviously, he has the massive tantrum when he's a kid, and then fucks off, and then it'll be like, you know, it'll be pure like Chinese whispers of like, oh, like oh, he's done this and oh, he's done that and da da da.
A kid threw a tantrum. Jesus Christ!
The fact that as a kid he's had to learn to live off of rubbish and
yeah.
toxic waste.
And but they all know. This is how he is, yet they don't care. Is it user
the
who's
are bastards?
Yeah,
eh?
the who's are the baddies in this. It's not the Grinch.
I 100%. I fuck the who's.
Aye.
Oh my god, sorry, my day's still written from fucking poor wee Max. Max, like, I'm not going.
Like, it's not as if he can go to a show and be like, he's a dog.
Oh.
So nah, fuck them. They're the
yeah,
baddies in this.
Fuck the who's. Big up the Grinch.
Aye.
Fuck the who's.
That's me. I've went through my eyes.
Yeah, you've just ruined the Grinch for me, Ross. Thanks. Who's your worst guy whose hairline's receding?
Oh, it's got to be the mayor.
I've got the mayor. The mayor and his mad ratty wee assistant. Like,
yeah.
What a prick. Like, giving the Grinch the razor when he's a kid and then re-gifting him it. Also, why have you kept the Grinch's razor all those years?
Yeah, it's a bit weird,
do you know
isn't
what
it?
I mean? What's your vibe, mate? What's your
yeah,
vibe?
Yeah, no, it gives me the fear.
Isn't it?
He's probably your only... real sneaky character
he's
in this.
He's such a wee dick
yeah.
to Cindy as well. Like, see at the end where he's like, I hope you're proud
yeah.
of yourself and all that. Like, that's a kid's like...
Yeah, he's the only one that kind of is an arsehole in it.
Yeah, totally, totally. Do you have anyone who's in a different movie?
I don't, but my only thing I've said is that this could have probably be doing with a bigger cast.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
a bigger,
yeah.
bigger name cast.
Yeah.
But
yeah, like an all-star ensemble kind
yeah.
of thing.
I think that would have benefited from this, but I don't... There's nobody that's that out of place because it is whimsical, stupid,
100%.
Like, unreal. So how can you?
And everyone's at a 4 so that Jim Carrey can be at a 12,
yeah.
you know?
I don't even think he's that. I think Jim Carrey's just that high above them. Like,
yep, yep,
he
yep.
just
steals
knocks
it
out the park.
100%.
It doesn't, like, none of them were going to take it off him.
No, 100%. I don't have a who's in a different movie. I don't have an I'm out either.
No, there's no point.
Every time as soon as I put this movie on, I'm just happy until it
yeah.
ends, do you know what I mean? Right, guys, thank you so much. This has been our Grinch episode to kick off the festivities. Me and Ross are going to go and enjoy my birthday.
Yep.
And we'll be back next week with more Christmas eleganza. Cheers,
yeah.
bye!
Bye!
Grinch was Mr. Grinch.